relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
More executive orders and executive actions than any other president before him. That is already the historic marker laid down by the Biden administration. Is he winning friends? Is he cajoling new supporters over to his way of thinking? Let's ask somebody who's looking especially from the north of the United States. I think we can get some ground truth on the consequences of at least one of those executive orders to do with energy. He is the author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. Lord Conrad Black, welcome back to America First.
Thank you very much, Sebastian.
So you've written a piece asking the question for our good friends at American Greatness, amgreatness.com, can Joe unite us? What is the verdict so far in the almost five full days of work we have seen? Of course, we have reports of at least 11,000 jobs lost in America because of the Keystone decision. How is that EO being taken in Canada?
Well, to deal with your question in two parts, I think he is succeeding in bringing down the temperature. I mean, he's quite conciliatory in his comments on this nonsense of impeachment, which is, as I said last week on your program, is, in my opinion, after due consideration, the stupidest legislative initiative in the history of the United States. It's just utter nonsense, but he hasn't been on that bandwagon publicly, and he's just sort of not out there tweeting all night and having antagonistic sessions with the press as the former president did. And I'm not suggesting the former president's problems were entirely of his making. I think he was more sinned against than sinning, but that's not the issue. It's an atmosphere of declining tension and abrasion, it seems to me. But in the policy terms that you mentioned, no, it isn't unity at all. as you say, on the Keystone, that's 11,000 jobs out the window, and the suspension of activity, oil and gas exploration activity on federal lands, as I understand, it's another 10,000
yes.
more jobs. And in Canada, you asked the reaction. It is outrage. I mean, Canadians in general sort of believe their media, and the Canadian media's view of Trump was not as nasty as the American media, but it was not. It was generally unfavorable, but, you know, not rabidly so. But to have Biden come in and on day one throw 42,000 Canadians out of work, 42,000. And our population's only 38 million. So that's, you know, that's really like 330,000 unemployed in one stroke in the United States. It's a terrible blow in this country.
And is that across the political divide? Is the reaction on both left and right negative?
Across the board, everybody.
Wow.
It's seen as a, I mean, Canada sees itself, I think, with some reason, as a country very well disposed to the United States, and a country that the United States has no serious complaint with. I mean, we're fair traders, and we're supportive in the alliance, and we almost never take positions antagonistic to the United States. And I mean, let's face it, Sebastian, most people, Canadian or American, have real difficulty telling an American from a northern state from a Canadian, an English speaker, not yes. a French Canadian. I mean, you can't tell someone's from, you know, Seattle or Vancouver or Minneapolis or Winnipeg or something. I mean, it comes down to their pronunciation of a few words. But so we are similar, and there are really no, I mean, obviously there are always some problems in trade areas and so on, but there are no serious problems between Canada and the United States, and there haven't been for 200 years.
As a serious historian of American presidency, somebody who's written numerous books on the various chief executives, is there any executive order that stands out for you as unusual in terms of past presidents? So, you know, we have more than 20 to discuss, but the instantaneous disbanding of the 1776 Commission on America's Founding, the Keystone Pipeline, the anti-fracking, the transgender in the militaries, the transgender rights for young men in school, then the travel ban in instigated for coronavirus again with Europe, with the UK, whilst lifting the travel ban from the seven nations that we protected America from when it came to counterterrorism threats, and then the opening of the border. Is this just business as usual for a new president, Lord Black?
No, and you might add, opening the border at the same time as a reaffirmation of the desire for a $15 minimum wage. I mean, is the man out of his mind? I mean, yeah. but no, it is. Of course, it isn't. And what the opponents of the Trump administration point to is what they always claim was his ban on Muslims, which of course was nonsense. That's not what it was. It was a temporary suspension of right of entry from terrorism-plagued or terrorism-exporting countries, and not all of them were predominantly Muslim. Now, the president, when he introduced it, or at least referred to it on the campaign trail, was a little careless. But as formulated, it was not a ban based on sectarian matters. But that's what they point out. And I note, by the way, that two can play this game of getting a federal district judge to declare the law of the entire country. And a judge, I believe, has upheld, that is to say, suspended, the imposition of President Biden's change to immigration rules, or at least entry rules. And, you know, that was the stunt the Democrats did with Trump. They went judge shopping. It wasn't hard to find a left-wing yes. judge who would declare anything he said to be illegal. And you know, two can play that game. And that's how it works. You know, both sides come to bat. I in fairness to President Biden, we all knew that he was not a detailed guy, and his powers of concentration are not unlimited, and he took a lot of things that appeared to be in accord with the famous Biden-Sanders unity program. They looked good, but didn't realize that they clashed with each other. You can't please organized labor while you throw 20,000 workers out of their jobs to please the environmentalists. You know, you can't suck and blow at the same time. Now, every head of a government knows that, but President Biden's never been at the head of any administration, and obviously not president, but not a state governor, even in a little state like Delaware, where he comes from. So, you know, it takes some getting used to.
You use a phrase in your new piece, and we're going to post it now on Twitter and Facebook. Can Joe unite us from American greatness? You call the former president an exhausting leader, even to his supporters, and then say that Joe Biden, on the other hand, is not going to exhaust anybody by his strenuousness. He is a less assertive president. What is the track record of less assertive presidents? Is there any generality we can expect in terms of predicting how this style will fare given the challenges we face as a nation?
Of course, you've got the ideological thing. You've got the less government is best group who think that Calvin Coolidge, for example, was an outstanding president. Now, I personally don't think he was. I think his tax cuts were good, but he persisted in isolationism. He didn't do anything to lift prohibition, and he didn't do anything to curb the equity bubble. I mean, the tremendous borrowing in stock market purchases, which led to the terrible crash in the Depression. But while he was there, I mean, his time as president, it was peace and prosperity. You know, it was good times in the 20s. President Eisenhower is often thought to be relatively unassertive. I think that's not a fair rap on him. I think he had a number of very important initiatives, interstate highway program and in foreign affairs, Atoms for Peace and Open Skies and so on. So he had some imagination, but he was generally a relatively serene president. It was peace and prosperity. He was a very good president. So you can do it if the times are kind to you. But President Biden is coming into difficult times. Now, President Eisenhower had to resolve the Korean War, and he did that. He stayed out of Vietnam. He left a burning fuse there, but he didn't get drawn into it. So he did the necessary to create a calm situation, and he did somewhat stabilize relations with the Soviet Union. So he did the necessary to create the conditions that allowed him to be relatively languid. Joe Biden is starting from scratch, and he has got in part by claiming that his predecessor was an unmitigated disaster, and therefore he has a terrible mess to clean up. Well, fortunately, his predecessor actually was a very good president, and he doesn't have such a mess to clean up, but he does have some things to do.
We will continue. Follow this man, ConradMBlack.com, also on Twitter at ConradMBlack. We will be back with Lord Balak after these messages.
Those of us in media, there's a real challenge to confront, a wave of censorship that seeks to silence conversation, to stifle debate, and to ultimately stop individuals and societies from realizing their potential. This rigidly enforced conformity, aided and abetted by so-called social media, is a straitjacket on sensibility. Too many people have fought too hard in too many places for freedom of speech to be suppressed by this awful woke orthodoxy.
A woke orthodoxy, a straight jacket on sensibility, a wave of censorship. That was the acceptance speech of none other than Rupert Murdoch from the award ceremony at the Australia Day Foundation in the UK. I have to ask somebody who knows Rupert Murdoch well, Lord Conrad Black, do you concur with this very forthright assessment of social media and what's happening in the legacy media today?
I do entirely, and I think it comes from the best qualified source. Rupert has had I've known him a great many years, and we've been competitors in Australia and the UK, but always cordial competitors, and there was always room in the market for both of us. But he has had a number of serious disagreements with some of the new media people, including Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, and to the extent he's a media person, Jeff Bezos, he is invoking a profound philosophical and public policy difference with these people, but it is superimposed upon various disagreements, commercial and philosophical, that have been boiling up throughout the period that this new class of extraordinarily rich high-tech billionaires has arisen. And, Rupert is basically a newspaper man. He's been enormously successful in television, including cable and satellite and network programming and in the film industry. Throughout the media, he's been very successful, uniquely, incidentally. I don't think anyone in history, not even Mr. Hearst, has been so versatile, but there has always been a difference, more than a psychological one, a real difference in attitude and approach between him and the high tech new rich, and I think he is the very best and most authoritative spokesmen, those of us who have very serious misgivings about the degree of censorship and dictatorial intervention in discourse, political and public discourse, that these people are exercising. I think he's the very best spokesperson we could have for that.
We have to, as somebody who's written bestsellers on Richard Nixon, on FDR, and also most recently on President Trump, I have to have I have to have you as my sanity check. So many people are saying enough with the establishment GOP, especially with their seeming tacit acquiescence of this show trial that the senators were sworn in on just a few moments ago, the impeachment trial. A lot of people, Lord Black, are talking about the need for a new party, an America First or a MAGA party. Others are saying there is no way in America. are third parties doomed to failure in the system that we have uniquely here?
No, I am afraid so. The last third party that made it was the Republican Party, led to victory by Abraham Lincoln in 1860, but it stepped over the corpse of the Whig Party.
Yes.
I mean, the Whig Party had simply died. It hardly, it had really almost vanished, and to the point where, in the 1856 election, the first Republican election, 20% of the votes almost were cast for former President Fillmore running on a real sort of know-nothing anti-immigration, anti-minority platform. And the Republicans stepped in over the corpse of the Whigs, and this imposter movement, the American Party was called, but was generally known as the Know-Nothings, accurately. Since then, it's never worked. Theodore Roosevelt was the most popular man in America, and he had his split with President Taft, split the Republican Party in half, and ran ahead of the Republicans. But the effect was to give office to the Democrats under Woodrow Wilson. And the third party candidates since then have been very confined. I mean, George Wallace, you had Robert La Follette in 1924 as a progressive, carried his home state of Wisconsin. It won't work. And the reason Donald Trump didn't set up a third party or pursue the progressive nomination in the days of Ross Perot and Jesse Ventura, the wrestler who became the governor of Minnesota, it was because he saw that it wouldn't work. If you wanted to be president, you had to be the nominee of one of the big parties. And if they split it now, it will teach the old guard Republicans a damn good lesson. They have been so treacherous and so cowardly. I can't say they don't deserve the trip to the woodshed that they would receive, but it would put the Democrats permanently in office for a long time. And that, in my opinion, is not what the country needs right now. They're there now, and we've got to live with them, but don't just give them a blank check for the next 10 years.
Are you happy to see the establishment yesterday of the office of the former president and Donald Trump making his first endorsement of Sarah Huckabee Sanders for the governorship of Arkansas?
I was. I think it's a fine thing. And I think, oddly enough, and this is so often the case, that things have unintended consequences. But I think Jack Dorsey, odious man though he is, head of Twitter, has done President Trump a favor by keeping him off Twitter. Because now that he isn't the president, I think their opinion of him is steadily going up as they see the beginning of the cracks in the surface of this fraudulent coalition of Democrats, from extreme African American militants to what's left of the old detritus of the old Roosevelt Truman organized labor group, and everything in between, these academics and Wall Street, and it's a hodgepodge, a Tower of Babel. As that starts to come apart a little bit, and there's calm and quiet and only the occasional measured statement from the ex-president, I think it's good for the atmosphere and good for Mr. Trump. But he is, in my opinion, there is no question. And we saw it in Arizona when Senator McCain's widow and the incumbent governor and the former Senator Flake were all censored. That he has great influence in that party. And if McConnell and the others forget that, they are going to ask for problems, and they are certainly going to get them.
Well, we shall see. The senators have been sworn in with an additional oath just 2 hours ago on the floor of the Senate for the impeachment trial in the upper house, which will begin on February the 8th. In my estimation, it will make Donald Trump, the private individual, stronger than ever. In the meantime, the book is A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. Please follow our friend on Twitter, at Conrad M. Black. Thank you, Lord Black. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, across the nation to millions of listeners, live streaming on Facebook, also on our webpage, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Your calls from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
We need to offer a competing vision for the country that puts America and the American people first. Unfortunately, Liz Cheney is just yet another in a long line of America last politicians willing to sell out to the lobbyists, to the military-industrial complex, to the elements in big corporations, big media, and big tech that we're always attacking President Trump. And so I'm going to Wyoming on Thursday at 1 p.m. I'll be in the state capitol, and I'll be there to offer a strong defense of the America First policies that this president championed and that made our country better.
So this is interesting. He's from Florida. That's Matt Gaetz. And Liz Cheney, who voted to impeach the president as the third highest ranking Republican in the House, is from Wyoming. So what's he doing? He's going to Wyoming to call her out for having betrayed the America First principles that got Donald Trump elected. We need more of that. We need other congressmen and women to step up to the plate. In the meantime, do go to Rumble and subscribe to our show. YouTube has suspended us for a whole week. Why? Because we had a congresswoman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, on our show, and what she said was against what YouTube wants you to hear. She's going to be on the show again momentarily. But in the meantime, go to Rumble, check out all our videos there, and also if you like the live stream, go to our webpage, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, where you can listen to this show any time of day, 24-7, and you can watch it live streaming on video as well. Okay, let's walk down the line. Let's go to line one, Judy in Brooklyn. Welcome back, Judy.
Hey, guess what? Do you know what I call sleepy, creepy Biden?
What do you call sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden?
Ha-ha. The Democrats' commander-in-thief, okay?
Commander-in-thief? Yes. You're going to get us suspended again.
No, you don't have to agree with me.
It doesn't matter. We were suspended because Congresswoman Marjorie Greene said that at least half of the Trump voters believe the election was stolen. That's why they suspended us, because she expressed her opinion, Judy.
Yeah, and you just repeated what she said. Hello.
I know, but we're not on YouTube right now, so na-na-na-boo-boo to the communists in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's our commander-in-chief, okay?
That's
and I'll
good.
Tell you
I like
something.
That.
It's, Thank you. And I'll tell you something. It's interesting that you just had this guest on about talking about the Keystone Pipeline, because I called early on exactly that. I mean, I'm going to try to make it then a little up close and personal a little bit, okay? Because it really bothered me when this commander-in-chief did this, okay, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. I'll tell you why. On a personal level, when he got rid of 11,000 jobs, that means he got rid of 11,000 jobs for Americans who were earning $100,000 a year. That's gone.
Yep.
Talk about personal. That means people bringing food on the table, making a living, $100,000 for 11,000 people, each one of them gone. $100,000 a year jobs. You're not like, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. These aren't kids flipping burgers at McDonald's. I totally get it, Judy. And it's an outrage.
Okay, wait, Judy, I can't wait. But I have to finish something.
Well, you're being too slow.
I'm sorry. I'll talk fast. This commander-in-chief, you know what he did? He caused a loss for America and a win for China, Russia, and Iran, because we used to be energy independent. That's gone. Gasoline price is going to be high. And that's what I wanted to say. Thank you so much.
And you're right. And don't forget the 40,000 jobs in Canada as well that were lost. God bless you, Judy. Let's go to Ken quickly, line two, Arizona. Welcome, Ken.
Hi, Sebastian. Nice to talk to you again. First of all, I like to see more of the injunctions against the Biden edicts like they used to do with the Ninth Court. Anything that breaks federal or state law, tie them up in court. That's what we I hate feeling like a victim. Let's attack.
I agree. We got to find some reasonable judges. I totally agree. You heard Conrad Black. We've got to have people who aren't crazy, who love the Constitution, who are wearing those black robes, who say, no, we can play that game as well.
He stole some of my thunder. And also, I want to reclassify the news speak media from Orwell's 1984.
Uh-huh.
They're behind the law. Wink, wink. We're a news source. No, you're not. You're a publisher, and you should be able to get sued.
Bingo. You got it. And by the way, Ken, it's not too bad to have your thunder stolen by Lord Conrad Black. That's all I'll say. Thank you, Ken. Great call. The number here, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. If you want to text us, our Patriot Mobile text line, I answer every text myself, is 703-869-1262. PatriotMobile.com. The good guys. The only Christian conservative cell phone company in America, rated number one in customer service for a reason. With strong expanded coverage, they are committed to supporting your conservative values. Patriot Mobile now offers expanded coverage choices that blanket America, all on their nationwide 4G LTE network. They will not contribute funds to organizations like Planned Parenthood and anti-gun foundations like the big cell phone companies do. Why would you fund individuals that hate you? Cut the cord. Ditch the big guys. You can take your old phone number with you. Go today. Join the conservatives at patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Their U.S.-based team are experts. They will help you to transfer your number. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. These guys support the things you believe in. The culture of life, the sanctity of life, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Join the good guys. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
You know, for me, it's not about what my colleagues in Congress have to say. It's about the American people. It's about 75 million Trump voters that the majority of them know the election was stolen.
That will get you banned. That was the interview we did 11 days ago with the new representative for Georgia's 14th district, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. And we were informed yesterday during the show that our account on YouTube is suspended because of that statement. And guess who's on the line right now? It's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Welcome back to America First, Congresswoman.
Hi, Sebastian. Thank you for having me on. Hopefully they don't cancel us right now for talking to each other.
So just your reaction. You didn't know. I didn't tell you that. I've sent you the tweet right now in the break. Your reaction to the people who aren't publishers, they're just social media platforms. YouTube, of course, if you don't know, is owned by Google. But I guess you're not allowed to disagree with what they say.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to disagree with them. You're not allowed to have an opinion. You're not allowed to use your free speech, which is your right as an American. And you're not allowed to even say anything about maybe poll numbers that you saw to support that I said. There were polls that so many Trump voters supported that him, and even 30% thought the election was stolen. But you can't talk about that. You can't talk about it because the thought police and everyone that gets their feelings hurt and disagrees with this is going to run crying to YouTube and tattletale and scream at Twitter safety, and point their finger at you so that they can suspend you or ban you and silence you, because they just don't like to hear conservative speech and what we have to say.
Follow her right now, her new Twitter account, RepMTG. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene, RepMTG on Twitter. Does this change anything about what you do or what you say, Congresswoman Greene?
Absolutely not. I won't be silent. I won't stop. I won't change what I'm doing, because that's why they do all this. So they have a playbook, and we saw it play out the last 4 years, right? We saw the way they attacked Trump, and every time they attacked him, they smeared him. They put out hit pieces on him, and then each time they brought up another story, they could attach the old hit piece so they could dirty him up some more, and they build their case and turn him into Orange Man Bad and Mr. Putin's puppet and so forth, so that half of this country hate him and believe lies about him. And then we know what they want to do. They do not want us telling our views. They don't want us talking about freedom, talking about America First policies. They don't want us praising President Trump and talking about bringing candidates into 2022 that are America First candidates. They don't want any of that there because it is a true threat to their socialist plans for our country. And I ran for Congress to save America and stop socialism. So I absolutely will not back down and will not stop speaking my thoughts and my opinions, because I have the freedom of speech to do that.
God bless you for doing that. Let me ask you about your colleagues in the upper house. They have sworn in just an hour and a half for the Senate trial of the president. Do you trust the GOP to actually hold the line against Schumer and Nancy's managers in the trial?
Well, I'll just say I certainly hope that they do. Because the American people will definitely hold them accountable if they don't. And I know they voted today, I think it was, 45 voted, saying they were against impeachment, a trial in the Senate. And so they should. They have to, because 75 million Americans voted for President Trump are completely fed up and disgusted at what's happening.
I have to ask, in the last few minutes we have left, we're talking to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia 14, follow her at RepMTG. We mentioned it earlier today with Congressman Mo Brooks. Why have you submitted the Protecting Women and Girls in Sports Act, Congresswoman?
Well, this is a particular issue that is extremely important to me. I'm a former competitive athlete, and I know what it's like to train and work and compete against some of the top women in the world, and I should never have to compete against a biological man. But I'm also a mom, and my daughter is currently a collegiate D1 athlete on scholarship, and she spent her entire childhood playing all over the country and earning her scholarship to college, and there is no way in the world that she should have to compete against biological males. She should not have to play against boys and men. This is a violation of girls and women's rights, and it's absolutely wrong. God created male and female. He made them in his image, and this is an attack on God's creation. And so boys and men don't belong in our bathrooms. They don't belong in our locker rooms. They don't belong in our sports and playing fields, and they just don't belong. And girls and women have a right to have our own sports and our own privacy and our own bathrooms. And I'll fight against this one all day long because, like I said, I've been a competitive athlete myself, and I'm also a mom, and my little girl worked really hard to earn her scholarship.
Is there any way, I know you have to have co-sponsors, but this is such a crucial issue, and I think it's an issue that will bring a lot of non-conservatives to our community. Is there any way that listeners, that average Americans can support you in this? Is there some way that they can, I don't know, write to other representatives to co-sponsor? What would you advise them if they really care about the safety of our girls across America?
Yes, and this is not a political issue. We need to stop looking at this one as Republican and Democrat. This is a real issue of right and wrong. And so anyone, no matter who you are, please call your representative, write them, email them, go to their office, have a meeting with them, and express to them how important it is for them to co-sponsor this bill with us and how important it is to, we've got to all, this is something we can work across the aisle on. Because it's flat out wrong. So, yeah, everyone needs to get involved in this. Be loud, be vocal, and let's put a stop to it.
God created man, God created woman, and what they're trying to do right now, to quote the good congresswoman, is flat out wrong. Follow her at green.house.gov and on her new Twitter feed at RepMTG. That's Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Thank you, Congresswoman. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with your calls momentarily from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you suffering from daily pain and have found relief nowhere else? Then you must try this 100% drug-free product that is providing daily liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. Find out if you could be the next Relief Factor success story by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential freedom from your pain. Call them on 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. In the next hour, Victor Davis Hanson from Stanford University and the great Lee Smith here on America First.
This is a message to all you snowflakes there. Resist this.
How many executive orders has Biden signed? Do you remember what he said just a year ago? Let's listen. Joe Biden on executive orders. Video cut 5.
No, well, I got to get the votes. I got to get the votes. That's why, you know, the one thing that I have this strange notion. We are a democracy. Some of my Republican friends and some of my Democratic friends even occasionally say, well, if you can't get the votes by executive order, you're going to do something. Things you can't do by executive order unless you're a dictator. We're a democracy. We need consensus.
Oh, really? Only dictators use executive orders. How things change. Stunning. And that was less than a year. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Phil in Philly, line 3. Welcome, Phil.
Hey, Dr. G, I'll tell you, man, it's been a while since we talked, and I got to give some props to Mike Lindell. He is like a fantastic American. We love him. I guess a little bit less than you, but we love him. But Dr. G, what they did to him is like a golden opportunity for him, because Article 1 of the Constitution, Congress shall pass no law that will prohibit free speech. 230 is basically at its base a constitutional amendment that prohibits free speech. Mike needs to put this into federal court.
No, Phil.
Go ahead.
Twitter isn't run by the government.
No, No, sue them as a, as an individual person that they suppressed his free speech.
But you can hang on. The First Amendment doesn't apply to private entities. The government shall not encroach on your freedom of speech. Twitter isn't the government, although it might as well be. It's got to be the 230 immunities from libel. That's what we've got to get rid of. But what happened in the last 2, 3, 4 years? Nothing. The GOP did nothing. Thanks, Phil. Let's squeeze in Brent. Brent, you've got a minute.
Greetings, great Grenadier Gorka.
Thank you. Where are my grenades? That's the question. Don't grenadiers need grenades? Carry on.
You're tossing them every day. And I was going to say, Marjorie Taylor is my kind of Green New Deal.
That's very good. I like that. All right, you're 50. Have you got anything more substantive than Green New Deals on the right, Brent?
Much more. I have an important and brilliant 5-minute video for our fellow Gorka Grenadiers.
Okay.
On PragerU, Douglas Murray, who wrote The Madness of Crowds,
yes,
has just come up with a wonderful video labeled No Past, No Future, about the holiness of history, which is my word, not his.
So this is a new PragerU video.
Yes, it just came out.
All right, fabulous. I haven't even seen it, Brent. I'm going to check it in the break. We love Douglas Murray's work. PragerU, latest video from Douglas on the importance of history. Thank you, Brent. See, best callers. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on Facebook on our webpage, sebgorka.com. Back with VDH.